And we're continuing our discussion with Clint Brewer about the communication gaffe of Secretary of State Trey Hargett immediately after the enactment of this three-year residency requirement to get on the primary ballot for the U.S. House of Representatives. They issued a very conflicting and confusing statement that the Associated Press immediately ran with and claimed that it meant that Morgan Ortegas is going to be back on the ballot. Associated Press got it wrong, and they got it wrong in part because of the screw-up by the Secretary of State's office. And we pressed them on that, and they kind of backed away from the April 7th deadline claim and reverted to the statutory requirement that April 21st is a qualifying deadline, which means the law went into effect before the qualifying deadline. Clint Brewer.
Well, I was just, I mean, I'm not sure your quarrel is as much with the Secretary of State's office as is the AP. I mean, it is a nuanced situation.
Now, that is exactly
and
the case.
You know, could the initial communication have been a little more specific about April 7th versus 21st? Sure. But, I mean, I think what you're seeing is, you know, the Secretary of State's office operating with an abundance of caution since this is a brand new law. There's a residency requirement. As we said in the previous segment, the law does not spell out whose job it is to determine the residency requirement or what the mechanism is to determine the residency requirement. So, for example, if you go enroll your kid in almost any school system in Tennessee, you can take them, you know, a utility bill.
Right.
Right. And so, you know, how do you establish what documents are acceptable? I mean, there's a lot of questions that the law doesn't answer. And so if I am in the Secretary of State's position, I'm thinking about the fact that there's a deadline on the 7th that they control, and there's a deadline on the 21st that they don't control. And so I feel like what they're doing is, from a legal standpoint, trying to limit their communication on the topic.
Yes. I think you're exactly right about that.
You're saying it's a gaffe. I think it could have been clearer, but I do think there's some intentionality to the Secretary of State's office communication in this regard, because the law's not entirely clear. Who controls the final deadline? You know, it's definitely the executive committee. So I think this is a one-time event in that the law's passed. It's put into effect after the filing deadline. That leaves some gray area. I'm not sure it's a
gaffe. I don't think there's any gray area.
I don't think it's as much of a gaffe as it is sort of being intentionally
vague.
Cautious yeah. about what they're saying and what
well,
they're not. Because
vague.
I don't think they – maybe their law, their attorneys have advised them to be that way. This is why
you're a good communications guy. If I were the Secretary of State, I would hire you immediately, right? Because you made the best out of a bad situation for them.
Well, I'm just trying to think through their burden in this situation.
Well, there's two elements to this.
Right.
The first, where they made a big gaffe was by reversing themselves on the issue of when the qualifying deadline was.
Did you just ask a better set of questions than the Associated Press?
The Associated Press asked no questions.
Well, that's my point.
It's almost as if it was a coordinated effort between, the governor, the Secretary of State, and the Associated Press to have a misleading headline. It's almost as if.
I can pretty much assure you that they did not all get together and agree to that.
I didn't say they got together.
Yeah.
I think, but a common goal was accomplished by like-minded folks.
Well, I mean, what you're seeing is, again, I think that given the situation, because there are, I mean, look, some of these, you know, candidates whose residency is in question. I mean,
well,
I live in Wilson County.
Morgan Ortegas's residency timeline is not in question.
Okay, well,
she would be off the ballot
in terms of the executive committee process.
Well, that's a separate issue. That's not the executive committee is not about residency.
No,
it's about meeting the standards of having voted 3 out of 4 most recent primary deadlines.
So,
primaries.
Who has to figure out residency?
The issue of residency is not before the Tennessee Executive Committee.
That's my point.
The issuance of residency is a separate lane.
Yeah.
Now, but let's get where I think you're right. I think you're partially right about you're right about one thing and wrong about another. The thing the actual misleading statement from the Secretary of State's office is to claim that the petition filing deadline of April 7th is a qualifying deadline. The qualifying deadline by statute is April 21st. We talked to State Senator Frank Nicely, who made that point. It's April 21st is the qualifying deadline, not April 7th. And
so in your mind, the Secretary of State's office has from the 7th to the 21st to make some kind of ruling on each of these candidates.
No, not at all.
Does the law?
Let me tell you what my mind is thinking on it.
Okay.
So I think it's very clear that the qualifying deadline is April 21st. It is after April 21st that it would be the job of the Tennessee Secretary of State to determine if a candidate meets those standards, if they were to be on by the State Executive Committee, which I think is in doubt at the moment. But let's go with that. So here's what I would say. This is the Robbie Starbuck argument versus the Morgan Ortega's argument. The standard on this, if you just take the way that they've approached others' residency requirements in other cases, would be the date upon which you registered to vote. The legislature didn't spell it out, but you would think just by the way that the Secretary of State has acted in the past, it would be voting deadline.
And the piece of code they opened up, is there any reference in the election law to what establishes residency?
Yeah, that's a very good point. I don't think the election law per se, but the precedent within the Secretary of State's office is pretty clear that it's the date that you registered to vote. So if that's the standard they choose to enforce, which I think that's
the thinking of everybody. So your residency is established by your registering to vote.
The residency for the purpose of running for office would be established by when you register to vote. Okay?
Got it.
Now, if that's the case—
So they should have that at their fingertips is what you're saying.
Easy.
Okay.
If that's the case, then Morgan Ortega's, who registered to vote in November of 2021, under this law, would be kicked off the ballot. If on the 21st the state said, yeah— if the State Executive Committee were to give the qualifying information that she qualified, which I don't think they're going to do, but they might. Now, Robbie Starbuck's argument is this. He registered to vote July of 2019. And if that's the standard the Secretary of State uses, which I believe is their precedent, then he would be removed from the ballot also.
See, and that's why I think this is such a mess.
But let me just go back to the point.
Yeah.
To make Robbie's point. Robbie's point is, oh, no, I've been a resident of Tennessee since March of 2018 when he claims he signed a lease agreement, a rental agreement on a house.
And if dealing with a local government, that lease agreement and a utility bill would be enough to establish residency anywhere for the purposes of a school system
or
for the purposes of
driver's license
or to register to vote.
Yeah, but the act of registering to vote didn't happen until July.
Okay,
and the other problem here that Robbie has is he's made public statements.
Yeah, no, I get that.
He's made public statements that he wasn't full-time resident until after August of 2020.
To defend the Secretary of State a bit, I think that, you know, there are conflicting standards in Tennessee government at the state and local level as to what establishes residency.
But there's two separate issues here.
Yeah.
The first issue is, and I think that the argument, once that it is determined that the qualifying deadline has been passed, right, which is April 21st, by statute, Secretary of State Hargett, and you know it's April 21st, not April 7th, you know it's Secretary of State Hargett, and I think that they intentionally misled people by saying it was April 7th. That's my statement. Secretary of State Hargett, come on in and counter it, because I don't think you will.
But if somebody qualifies on the 7th with a petition,
they don't qualify on the 7th.
Well, I'm saying
if they file
a petition that ultimately qualifies, and then well, they
that
qualify
da- that date the, is April 21st.
Well, let me finish.
One minute.
if they file a petition that ultimately qualifies with Secretary of State, and
right.
then they pass the second hurdle on the 21st,
right.
you're saying that it is then the burden of the Secretary of State's office to go and establish residency.
Exactly.
and I'm asking how they do that.
And I
don't think that's spelled out.
Yeah, you're correct. It's not spelled out in the law. I think.
And if I'm the Secretary of State, I wait to see who ends up on the ballot on the 21st.
Yes.
And then I seek legal guidance.
But you wait till the 21st.
Yes.
You don't issue a statement that the filing deadline for the petition on April 7th is the same as the qualifying deadline, which Secretary of State Hargett, you know full well that is the case. Why did you issue this confusing and statement that the AP ran with to falsely claim that Morgan Ortega's
down the ballot?
I think
they were just waiting for a journalist with questions to ask them. Mike.
I'm sure they were.
And that's what you did.
Because they want us to ask them these questions.
That's right.
All right, Clint Brewer, we'll have more when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.